Episode 252 of the Star Wars Report podcast is brought to you by Geek Fuel. They ship out a mystery box for geeks, gamers, and Star Wars fans each and every month. Get your free bonus Star Wars item with your first order when you go to geekfuel.com/Star Wars Report. And Entertain Art, official, ready-to-hang licensed artwork from Star Wars, Disney, Marvel, and so many more. Make sure you use discount code SWR20 when you check out. Go to StarWarsReport.com/art. Coming up on the Star Wars Report podcast, we are in the final episode. The final episode before Rogue One begins. Let's talk about the craziness right now. We have samples of the score, we have press tours, we have appearances on late-night talk shows, we have Riz Ahmed, Bodhi Rook himself, freestyle rapping. It's a great time to be a Star Wars fan, folks. Let's get into the show right now. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Star Wars Report podcast. I'm your host, Riley Blanton. So glad you've decided to tune in this evening live for those of you who are watching us live. And also, a good morning and afternoon or evening to everyone listening to the podcast edition. So glad that you've decided to join the Star Wars Report in our final weekly episode before Rogue One hits us. We're going to kind of take the temperature of the proverbial room. And in said room is my co-host and good buddy, Mr. Mark Herleman. What's up, Mark?
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Good to be here, as always.
Welcome. Excited. You feeling good?
We're at this point.
Yeah? Yeah? Nope. Nah, I can't wait. Mr. Bruce Gibson, our producer, is also joining us. How's it going, Bruce?
It's less than a week away. I'm, like, excited.
I know. One day until I'm done with finals. Well, technically one and a half. But who cares about any of that? Because in a mere 5 days, I will have already seen Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. I can't wait. I'm feeling ready. My body is ready. You feeling ready? You feeling ready, Mark?
I'm excited to take my family. Like,
yeah?
I'm ready. It's more, are they ready? And I'm not ready for their experience yet. Yeah. Because for me, my wife doesn't really care for war films, but she likes Star Wars. So I'm like, this will be an interesting one for her to swallow. Kids, they find war films interesting. So I'm like, come on, guys. This is how the rebels got those plans. This is the historical documentation.
Yeah. That's it. No, absolutely. Bruce?
My daughter Amanda's pumped. Like,
yes.
Every day she's like, I can't wait. And she's jealous that I'm seeing it Thursday night because she's not. then I told her Friday after school, we're going to see it. We got the weekend, plenty of time to see it. So.
Yes. No, I can't wait. In fact, I'm going to take a moment right here at the top of the show. Here's the plan. We've got a lot of folks of RSVP'd. You can go to StarWarsReport.com/meetup to hang out with us before we go see it this Thursday. So if you're vacillating on it, you're not sure, but you are going to see it in the Atlanta area Thursday night, come out to Meehan's Pub and Public House. It's right there across the street from Regal Atlantic Station, right in the heart of Midtown Atlanta. So that's going to be a fantastic time for sure. Again, that's StarWarsReport.com/meetup. But you know what? Enough about the plugs, enough about how we feel. We got some serious business to attend to in the news.
We have something to report.
Santosa, I have good news.
Data brought to us by the Bothan spies.
We can send a clear transmission.
There it is. Listen.
All right, let's get straight into it. Here's the big headline story. In fact, there's so much going on this week. We haven't even been able to keep up with it on Star Wars Tonight, much less the Star Wars Report itself. nightly isn't enough. Once a week certainly isn't. But we have a few key things, I think, that will well prepare you guys to feel ready for Rogue One and get a sense of the impact this film's going to have in less than a week. And the first story we have is actually from Deadline, and that is they just came out with the projections of Rogue One for its first 5 days. And, right behind me, here it is. Well, in my hand here is a post-it note. And on this post-it note are the prop bets for what this thing's going to make opening weekend. Here we have Bruce, Well, Mark is at the generous 200 million for prediction for opening weekend. Bruce is at 177. Nice round number for the release of Star Wars. And I'm at the paltry 160 million for opening weekend. Now, the projection for the first 5 days, albeit this isn't just the weekend, but ostensibly the opening week, have come out and they are right in the neighborhood of $300 million.
That's a lot of simoleons. I was thinking about mine, and you know, I was like talking about the fact that you've got those people that want the original trilogy that were reluctant to watch The Force Awakens, and they didn't go. And then I heard the number for The Force Awakens, and I'm like, oh man, I way undersold.
Bruce, how you feeling now?
Well, here's the difference. That 280 to 350 is worldwide. I think we gave predictions for domestic U.S.
True, true.
So that being said, I think, you know, if you take, you know, we're saying little more than half worldwide come from the U.S., you know, opening weekend. I think we're doing good. I think we're right on par.
Yeah. No, I think definitely. In fact, there are only two films this year that have crossed that 300 million worldwide this year so far. And that's Batman versus Superman and Captain America Civil War. So that's pretty good company to be in if they crack that egg. Man, I'm super, super excited. I think, especially in the last week, as I'm really seeing a lot more of the press material and a lot more of just, I think, the general sense of how the general public's reacting to this film, I'm feeling it's bigger than I thought it would be. I think my expectations were too low for it in terms of its overall popularity. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'd be very interested to see. I don't know, Bruce, am I getting too excited? Am I buying into the hype?
No, I'm with you on that, because I remember when The Force Awakens came out, I knew people that could actually get tickets for Friday that were waiting till this moment. But I had a friend text me saying that she could not find any place that she could get tickets for Friday. She had to go for Saturday. So I think they're selling out faster.
They are. Like, dude, for the 7 p.m. IMAX 3D, you see this. Hang on. I'll, it's going to be a visual bit. Hang on.
I have this
Clone Wars party plate.
He's back.
I'm dropping stuff left and right here. I have this Clone Wars party plate that is shaped not unlike generally a horseshoe, right? And that is the shape of the theater seats, the seating at Regal Atlantic Station, where there's literally a horseshoe all the way up to the front of the screen, where there's like a few in the center of the front row are taken, and then they're like the front left and front right corners aren't taken, but every other seat in the entire theater was taken, which is just absolutely nuts.
See, and I wonder if you might be falling into the hype train. I mean, I'm excited for it, but when I'm asking around, most people are waiting. They're not going to go out and watch it right away. They're, you know, some of them are like, I'm not even going to watch it in theater. And I'm like, wow, really? Like it's a war movie. Come on. You got to watch every war movie, regardless of the fact that it's Star Wars, which you should always watch in theater when you have the opportunity.
Sure.
It's a war film. I mean, come on. You watch summer blockbusters and war films on the big screen.
Yeah.
And then Star Wars. It's what you do.
All right. Enough beating around the bush. Let's talk about the score. Now, recently, in an exclusive released with the Bresnikan, Anthony Bresnikan over at Entertainment Weekly is still at it, guys, doing amazing reporting. And he revealed two cues from the soundtrack, which I looked at the release date. I looked at the release date, and it seems to be the exact same as the movie. I don't think it's releasing the Tuesday before. I need to double check that. But I was a little perturbed. I kind of wanted to get the soundtrack early.
I saw a note saying it's coming out on the 16th.
Yeah, exactly. On the same. So I guess we're seeing a Friday release. That's weird. That's very unusual for a soundtrack. But regardless of that, we do have some of the actual score from Rogue One. Let's take a listen to the first cue. It's called "Her Path Is Clear." Is the title of this cue. Let's take a. Here's the real question. Does Riley's audio cue work. Here it is. Here we go. Interesting.
I can see him running around with blasters.
What's your reaction, Bruce? Oh, Bruce, you're muted. It happens. It happens. There we go.
I had to mute because it just had to focus on that music. But it sounds like Star Wars music. I don't want to sit here and say it sounds like John Williams music because that's not fair. But I guess that's what Star Wars music is. But it definitely has that sound, that feel to it. There isn't any kind of melody that I can necessarily hum from this, so I'm just curious to know what the rest of the soundtrack is going to sound like, but it definitely sounds something dangerous is going to go on, like the march is
and I
is
definitely going on to attack. When her path is clear, there's one her I think it's referring to. That's got to be Jyn Erso. So I think we're hearing an element of her theme. I'm going to replay a moment right here. Ba ba bum bum bum. That's got a very John Williams-y kind of theme to it.
The Battle of Christophsis in the Clone Wars.
Yes.
When that march theme in, it's very reminiscent to that.
That's an excellent point. Excellent point. Oh, and I just realized I just pulled up the chat and just wanted to say, hey, welcome to Bobby Bryan and T. Stidman. It's good to have you guys. Sorry, I love this live format, guys. If you're listening to the podcast, you're not joining us live, it's so much fun. You got to do it. All right. And I should take the opportunity here on the Star Wars Report, just because we will play our next audio cue, but a brief timeout, not to tell you about a sponsor, but to literally tell you that follow the Twitter at Star Wars Report, because we're going live with video in the chat all the time at diamondclub.tv, diamondclub.tv, as a new home for our live video broadcast. And we've been working out the kinks and it's been turning out really well. It's really cool to have up and running here. So if you're one of the podcast listeners, I encourage you to join us live and Star Wars Tonight live, because we're streaming every night, usually about 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, so enough of that side plug. Let's get to the second audio cue here. This is called Approach to Edu. Here we are. Let's take a listen.
Belt, man.
Very.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Wait, what did you say now?
The asteroid belt.
Yeah. Totally them. I did not hear that at all. I was just hearing Star Trek 2009. That's what I was hearing.
Yes, I hear a little bit of that too, but I think that first half of it reminds me of the asteroid belt too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, man. It's, I like it. It's not. I was in our, I believe it was our patron Facebook chat that I mentioned that I liked it. Wasn't blown away or anything, but I don't think I was meant to be. I think it was just supposed to be what it was, a small taste of the score. But I do really think that ba-da-bum-bum-bum, that's something we're going to be humming at the end of the movie when we walk out.
We're seeing so many new themes coming forth. I mean, think about what we're getting on Rebels with Thrawn. You know, we're getting an organ now. We're like, that's Star Wars now. We get an organ Star Wars sound. I'm looking forward to all the different stuff. I'm wanting more horns. You know, I'd eventually like to have a lot more brass brought in than what we've had before.
Yeah.
More attuned to what we get with the Battle of Kondasu on Starship Troopers. Bomb, 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 bomb kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
It's going to provide in so many ways, man.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm excited, man. That's one of the things I was hoping to go out like early this coming week and go buy the soundtrack. But I guess I got to wait till I see the movie. With The Force Awakens, I was kind of pseudo-religious about it. I wanted to see the movie and then hear the soundtrack. And then I kind of regretted it because that's one of the biggest values I had when I first watched Star Wars, was having listened to the soundtrack a bajillion times because of my older siblings who had them and would listen to them while they were studying and for college and that sort of stuff. So, like, I knew what, you know, Duel of the Fates and the Force theme and the character themes. And so when they would come in the movie, it would be like, oh, I know this part. Oh, I know what's going to happen. I listened to the Revenge of the Sith soundtrack like 10 times before I watched the movie, because I bought the soundtrack before we got the movie on DVD. So like, cause like, I believe it was still in theaters when I bought the soundtrack. And so I bought the soundtrack. I watched that, DVD, the, extra DVD on it. What was it called? I forget. It's not coming to me. It's the musical journey, I think, something like that.
Yeah, it was something like, yeah, it was the different movies, all the music.
And they play music videos for the different character themes introduced with this big, almost pseudo documentary. And I just loved it. I ate it all up, loved the soundtrack to death. And man, and that at the end of Revenge of the Sith, when Yoda and Palpatine face off, and it's the height of the Battle of the Heroes theme. And it's dun da da dun dun da da dun da 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 dun, and you see that pillar begin to rise, and the camera pans way back as you see Yoda and the Emperor fighting. Like, I didn't know what was happening when I listened to that music, but when I watched the movie, I knew the music, and it just made that moment so much more impactful. Not to say nothing of like a nerdy moment here, but like the actual mix in the movie has an additional really loud kettle drums. That you can definitely hear that aren't in the soundtrack version. I'm sure that was like Matt Wood or somebody at the process. So I say all that to say, I'm a little disappointed that they're not releasing it early, but you know what? It'll mean we go in fresh, I guess, with the music. And there are advantages and disadvantages to both.
I think you'll be glad that you're waiting, because I have seen the track listings of all of the stuff on the soundtrack, and it could be a little too revealing for you, maybe.
Yeah, I skimmed through them for the tracker listings, and no big spoilers or anything, but certainly might give some of the structure of the plot or some of the character themes as well. So, all right. So we've also got, still coming in Fast and Furious, we have to talk about the big Jimmy Kimmel appearance, the entire cast of Rogue One, minus the poor actor who played Baze Malbus, who will never appear in any interview because of the spoiler he accidentally dropped on the stage at Celebration. At least that's what I'm imagining. I feel sorry for the guy. But anyway, we got to talk about that. But before we do, I want to take a moment to take time out to say thank you to one of our sponsors for this episode, and that's, of course, Geek Fuel. Geek Fuel is a monthly subscription box for geeks, gamers, and Star Wars fans. And each and every month, they send you a box full of awesomeness. That's what it is. 5 to 7 unique geeky items, including t-shirts, posters, and really cool small knickknacks and things that you would never even think of. It's the kind of stuff that you're usually like browsing Etsy, and you're like, wait, somebody made that? That's amazing. And that's what they do. They ship you a surprise box every month. They guarantee $50 of value, and all it costs is $15 plus shipping and handling. And here's the deal. They're giving you, listeners of the Star Wars Report and Star Wars Tonight, a free bonus Star Wars item with your first box. This is the perfect Christmas gift for that Star Wars fan in your life, or to say, drop a less than subtle hint on someone else, like, hey, you know, give me that the gift that keeps on giving all year. Geek Fuel. Make sure you go to geekfuel.com/Star Wars Report. That's geekfuel.com/Star Wars Report. All right, let's get to this appearance on Jimmy Kimmel. I watched the entire show last night, actually. It literally aired Friday night. We're recording this on Saturday night. Good time. It was a interesting episode. I have thoughts. And we're going to talk about the two clips that they debuted, which is the real news that came out of it. But man, was this one crappy production. I'm not even going to lie. It was really... Hang on. I feel like if I stand up while I do this rant, I'm going to regret it. So I'm going to take a chill pill. I'm going to adjust my camera down a little bit. There we go. Just so that I can sit here on my stool.
Energy level down so you don't get too fired up.
Exactly. So, all right. But I mean, it wasn't bad, but Oh, I live tweeted some of the clips and pictures, and I just found myself, I tuned in about 10 minutes into the show, and they were doing this, he was doing this comedy bit with like the stereotypes of Star Wars fans. And he's like, the Star Wars fan that's old and about to die. And it's just like the guy does a Han Solo impression and then pretends to die with a heart monitor going silent. And I'm like, okay, I guess. The young Star Wars fan, and they do some funny stereotype. The middle-aged guy Star Wars fan who, and it's, you know, they're saying, oh, these toys are in mint condition, don't touch them. And they're just basically playing on stereotypes of fans in a very, not even, I'm not reacting badly. I didn't have the negative reaction because I was offended or I thought that it was in poor taste or not even because it wasn't funny, which it wasn't really funny. It was just, it was easy. It was cheap. It was not, when you have the entire cast, when you're showcasing, you're ABC, a subsidiary of Disney, and you're showcasing the next Star Wars film. Literally, this is your job. You know, like that's why you have exclusive interviews to the entire cast before any other late night show's doing it. And you're doing this bit where the fat guy in the slave Leia outfit comes out and makes a joke of say, "Hey, Jimmy, my eyes are up here." I was like, "Come on, guys, come on! You're better than this, Jimmy Kimmel. You're better than this." You were the chosen one.
So what
it was
happened?
Said that you would
what happen. I mean, do you think they just ran out of ideas or something?
I don't know. What writer's room where they're like, I know, we're just going to walk by a line of extras that look like stereotypical types of Star Wars fan, nerd stereotypes from the 80s, essentially. They literally could have been a stereotype out of a John Hughes movie. It was ridiculous. But like, and so that's all I'm going to say. It just bothered me. I just had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry, guys. We will talk about the clips. Did you watch? You watched the show, right, Bruce? Am I off base here?
I didn't see all of it, so I didn't see that part of
it.
So it sounds like it's a good thing I didn't see it, though.
Yeah, it wasn't, like I say, it wasn't terrible, and it wasn't, I'm not offended or like really mad at them or something. It was just a missed opportunity of epic proportions.
Well, I mean, you easily done something that was in-universe a la like the holiday special and had them doing like the Jimmy Kimmel show, and instead of having, you know...
Well, actually, no, I started to laugh, Mark, I started to laugh at you for a second, like, yeah, you probably don't want to go to the holiday special as your example of Star Wars on television. But actually, in all honesty, if they did like a sort of self-aware joke about producing some kind of holiday special with the cast and crew and did a bit like that, that would have been funny, right? Just have, I don't know, have some sort of like Yuletide skit with the cast of Rogue One. That would have been better than wheeling out the big dude in the slave Leia bikini.
So, you know what would have been good? Bring Carrie Fisher out at the beginning.
Oh.
And she's all confused. And she's like, I thought I'm here for a Star Wars movie. And Jimmy explains to her, thus explained to the audience, you're not in this one. This one takes place at a different time.
That would have actually been helpful, I think, probably. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, Brian in the chat agrees. So thank you, Brian. But you know what? We'll move on. We'll get to the part that was actually good, and that was the interview itself. Great interviews. Star of the show by far, Diego Luna. Really great interview. He's a really funny guy. I really liked what he had to say. I don't know. I liked everything about the interview itself in terms of the cast performance. Nothing super new learned, and it was kind of very surface level. It's kind of what you would expect of a mainstream television interview about Star Wars. But what was great was the clips. They showed us two clips, and we're going to take a listen to both of them right now. In fact, the first one, I want to make sure I don't mess this up here. The first one is Cassian Andor, Bodhi Rook, and K2SO. Let's take a listen right now. Opening file. here we go.
Are you sure this is the way?
They have landing trackers. They have patrol squadrons. You've got to stay in the canyon. Keep it low. Cut to right!
There's a 26% chance of failure.
How much farther? I don't know, I'm not sure. I never really come this way, but we're close, I know that.
Well, now there's a 35% chance of failure.
I don't want to know, thank you.
I understand.
Now, put it down now!
The wind!
If you keep going, you'll be right over the shuttle depot! Watch out!
Hey! Don't tell me the odds. It's a classic bit.
That sounds pretty damn intense, man.
Yeah, like, I was.
I'm just so beside myself. Every time I think about the fact that most of this is a distraction, also they can get the plans. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh,
give me big explosions. Super big.
Oh, we're getting them. We're getting them. And let's take a listen to the clip number two. This is Jin fighting back against her rebel rescuers. That's right. She don't need no rescuing. Leave her alone.
Must be another pickup. I thought we had everybody.
Okay, sir.
Malik! Leanna Halleck!
Her. You want to get out of here?
Hey! What about me?
So she proceeds to attack her rebel rescuers and try to escape because she doesn't want anything to do with them.
Congratulations, you are being rescued. Please do not resist.
There it is.
So, and of course, she's rudely interrupted in her escape by K2SO, who just abruptly stops her, and he's like, "Congratulations, you are being rescued." Oh, so good. Ah, I love K2SO.
And the music's good too. I was really listening to the music this time, since we were just talking about the music earlier. I mean, it sounds like Star Wars.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It does. The humor, I wonder how much of the humor is stuff that got rewritten. I guess we'll have to find out at some point in the near future. But that's the two clips that they revealed on Jimmy Kimmel. Man, there is so much.
This is a
great one right here. We've got two Felicity Jones clips that I have to play on the podcast today. One is her giving her knowledge of Star Wars characters to Glamour magazine.
Chewbacca is most likely to gossip incessantly, but it's quite good because you don't really know what he's saying, so he can gossip about you in front of your face.
It's the high school yearbook, Star Wars edition, authored by Felicity Jones.
Jabba the Hutt is most likely to catcall a woman in the street. Jar Jar Binks is most likely to get too drunk at brunch. C-3PO is most likely to come over and comfort you with a tequila after a bad breakup. And he'd bring it on a tray, because that's the kind of droid he is. The Rancor is most likely to trash a hotel room. Princess Leia is most likely to dance to Beyonce when no one is around. When she's in public, she's quite composed, but privately she likes to, you know, she likes to really gyrate on the dance floor. Han Solo is least likely to get his feelings hurt by an offensive comment. Kylo Ren is most likely to re-gift your Christmas present. He doesn't care about your Christmas present that you've given him.
Oh, that's so good. I'm beginning to fall in love with Felicity Jones.
No. You cannot abandon Daisy.
I would never.
Confused.
I'm just temporarily distracted. Just temporarily.
Well, she knows her Star Wars. I mean, that's pretty impressive there.
Yeah, and Jabba the Hutt is the most likely to catcall a woman. That's literally all he does in the first act of Return of the Jedi. And that's a tame way of putting it. One of these days, I don't know, the forum on this podcast is not a good one, but one of these days, we need to break down just how truly, like if you look at it and really stop to think about it, which is not something I recommend, that first act of Return of the Jedi, that's some creepy crap. That's some really, like, I'm just saying, guys. I'm just saying. Jabba the Hutt's a creep. All right? You know, I'm just saying. All right. She also, we played this on Star Wars Tonight, but it's so good. We've got to also play it here. Felicity Jones has a message for everyone.
Hi, I'm Felicity Jones, and I play Jyn Erso in the new Star Wars film Rogue One. And I have a very important message. I'm not Daisy Ridley. I know we both have dark hair and talk funny to you Americans, and I know we're both in Star Wars, but yes, remarkably, two young British women can exist in the same cinematic galaxy. I know. Crazy. As for Daisy, she's lovely, don't get me wrong, but I can assure you she and I are completely different people. For one thing, she's partial to Matt Smith's Doctor Who, and well, I'm more of a David Tennant fan. Also, before I see another Reddit thread, yes. Rey and Jin, not related. Were C-3PO and Boba Fett related just because they both had...
Rey and Jin, not related. It's so. Straight from Felicity Jones herself. Stop it with your Reddit threads. We've all had enough, okay? All right? Stop it. Stop it. All right.
And she wants you, Riley, to stop calling her Rey. You keep.
I do.
You haven't done that tonight. You're getting better.
I haven't. I have a perfect record so far on this one podcast. Pretty much every other one I've done for the past 4 weeks, I've accidentally called Jin Rey at some point. And I've accidentally called Felicity Daisy several times too. It keeps happening. I forgot about this. Oh, guys. I just literally heard this in the pre-show. I had not heard it until just before we started recording. It's the best thing ever. It's here poor Riz Ahmed awkwardly tried to rap Star Wars stuff. But before we get there, I do want to take a brief time out to thank our other sponsor for the podcast today, and that's of course Entertain Art. Entertain Art. Get official. Licensed artwork from, of course, Star Wars, Marvel, Disney, and so many more. We really are appreciating them continuing to support the Star Wars Report podcast. What Entertain Art offers is an amazing selection of really high-quality artwork printed on high-quality canvas from a passionate team of folks who are really putting together an amazing product. Make sure you check out their selections of embellished. They've got, of course, metallic canvas, regular canvas, more than 1,000 designs in the store, and plenty of Rogue One designs right now. So now's the time. Again, if you're looking for Christmas presents, this is a really cool, unique item. What they're doing for Star Wars Report listeners as well is amazing. They're giving you, that's right, 20% off your order. 20% off your order when you go to entertainart.com. But here's what you want to do. Here's how you do it. Go to starwarsreport.com/art, straight through that URL, starwarsreport.com/art, and then enter the discount code SWR20 when you check out. And that lets them know that that you're interested in what they've got and that you came here from the Star Wars Report, and that way they continue to support us and we can support them as a way of thanking them for doing so. Again, starwarsreport.com/art, and we thank Entertain Art for sponsoring this particular podcast episode.
This is the Star Wars Report podcast. We would be honored if you would join us.
All right, let's get to it. Riz Ahmed doing his thing. On, I believe this is the Tonight Show. Yeah, this was with Jimmy Fallon. Let's take a listen right here.
Yo, yeah, right. Rizzy with the roots, yo, yeah. The beats strip back like it's wearing a toga. The roots do a lot with a little just like Yoda. Watch me flow, bro, so sweet like a donut. Rizzy and Jimmy Fallon smash it up tonight. Yeah, we'll show enough. Yo, Jimmy is quite a player. He asked Princess Leia to play with his lightsaber. Yeah. But Leia's a heartbreaker. Left him out of breath, he was wheezing like Darth Vader. I heard that Donald Trump don't want me to stay. The only place I'm going is a galaxy far away. Yo. To the Star Wars fans, hope y'all listening. We won't let you down like Lando Calrissian. Calrissian. I hope y'all listening.
There's that brief pause. Just that... Brief pause. That was amazing.
Yeah, because he was supposed to work in the words Yoda, Darth Vader, and Lando Calrissian.
It's hard. Calrissian's a tough one. Like, what rhymes with Calrissian? Between the three of us, we should be able to think of something in the next 30 seconds. And I'm willing to bet right now it's not going to happen. Calrissian.
I drank too much. I got to go up and I am Mr. Lando Calrissian.
I'm going... I'm going to the Upper East Side in West Michigan. I'm going way down hard like Lando Calrissian. All right, that kind of works.
Or I'm reasoning with Calrissian. I don't know.
No, Bruce, that's not how you freestyle rap. You don't say, I'm reasoning
I'm just showing those could work together.
Bruce, I want you to put it up.
That's not full freestyle.
We all have to put aside our terribly stereotypical whiteness. And I'll put it aside and embrace and freestyle rap. Or some kind of rhyme with Calrissian. Then now having said that, I can't think of anything. All right. I give up. I'm terrible. We've got so much more to talk about. We've got a couple of items specifically. We've got Boba's Bounty coming up in just a second. And I have a challenge for the listeners actually that I want to talk about for just a moment. In fact, we're going to do that right now before we get to Boba's Bounty, and then we're going to do a brief spoiler segment right at the end of the show. But first, I do want to take just a brief time out to talk about a challenge that was sent to us via email. I didn't have time to put it in the doc, but I think I'll have a moment here to pull it up in my email inbox, because it was an email from Damian Krasinski. Not to be confused with the star of The Office, John Krasinski. And he was talking about something that we've been doing on Star Wars Tonight. And I wanted to use the platform here on the Star Wars Report, this by far being the bigger of the two shows, to offer out a challenge, especially as we're getting ready to see a new Star Wars film this week. And that is, here it is, under subject idea for the podcast. This is from Damian. He says, hi, you know those two questions you ask most of the hosts at the end of every Star Wars Tonight program? I was thinking that listeners could respond to those questions as well. They could email a video or audio to you and see what and you could add it to what you're planning to do. So if you're listening to the Star Wars Report but you don't listen to Star Wars Tonight, you're like, well, what is this? What are you talking about? Well, what we do at the end of every, almost every, just depending on like timing and the guest and availability, but if we can, we ask every guest on Star Wars Tonight two personal questions. One is, actually, you know what? I'm going to pull it up right now because I don't want to get it wrong. But it's essentially, what makes Star Wars so special? Broadly speaking, like, why do you think this is a phenomenon? And then more importantly, the second question we ask is, how has Star Wars specifically impacted you? And I think these are two questions I like to take some time away from just the minutia of like the news and, oh, what Riz Ahmed rapped about, right? I like to take just a brief time to kind of stop and appreciate what Star Wars has meant to the world and to us personally, which I think, it's very important to me because I think it's important to recognize, because that puts context around what we do and why we do it here at the Star Wars Report. The reason we do this podcasting and the reason why Star Wars is so inspiring to all of us and has been such an amazing part of our community. So that I'm putting out the challenge officially right now, especially as you maybe even wait till after you see Rogue One or as you're in line for Rogue One, pull out your iPhone, pull out your Android device, record a quick voice recording, and then email that recording to StarWarsReport@gmail.com and talk about what does make Star Wars special, in your opinion. We get all kinds of different answers, and it's really fascinating to hear, as well as how has Star Wars impacted you. But here's the due date, right? We're doing it right at the end of the year. I'm putting together this big, epic special that's going to feature a big, frankly, enormous and terrifying editorial project of me cutting together all of these different answers in one big podcast special. In a kind of almost documentary style, as I kind of recount different aspects, because there are different themes that kind of relate to each other, and we have gotten some consistency in different parts of the answers. So I say all that to say, simply put, you're going to record a voicemail. Voice recording on your phone is super easy to do, or do it on your desktop, and then email that audio file, StarWarsReport@gmail.com. What makes Star Wars so special? How has it impacted you? And make sure you get those emails again, StarWarsReport@gmail.com, StarWarsReport@gmail.com. I'll be including all of them in the end of year special that we're going to do, kind of celebrating the spirit of the season and the spirit of our community and the spirit of Star Wars. How's that? Let's do it.
Cool. A lot of them do it in the line, like have a little in the line set.
Yeah, I mean, I love that. I like the idea. In fact, like, because if you're listening to this podcast, the majority of you listen to it. We release Monday mornings, every Monday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern. And I like to think that most of you do listen to this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if you're listening to this podcast episode right now, that means you're getting very close to getting in line and going to your theater. So like driving on the way to the theater, in the queue outside of the theater, in the environment of Star Wars, maybe even in the reaction right after watching the movie, that's the perfect time to keep those voicemails coming in. Again, I do request to keep those under 2 minutes, though, because that otherwise we won't be able to include them all in the big podcast special. For sure. For sure. Man. Well, where were we? I just totally lost my train of thought there. We have the spoiler segment. Oh, but of course, hey, hang on. We have to get to Boba's bounty. He said that. How's that, by the way, gentlemen, for stretching it out?
It was a lot to me.
Boba's Bounty, you know it. Every week we talk about something we've been listening to, watching, experiencing, playing with, smelling, speaking to, thinking of, or otherwise becoming conscious of in the world of Star Wars. And let's kick off today's segment with Mr. Mark Herleman. What you been up to this week, Mark?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I had my electrician friend over, and he hooked me up with some new lighting.
It looks great, man. I love it. I love the studio. It's looking great.
It is so cool because it cuts the whole studio in half. And when he put the bulbs in at first, we thought they were burnt out, but they'd been sitting in the corner for so long. And within 12 minutes, they lit up. And I mean, I was just getting more and more excited. I made a little video and shared it on Star Wars Beyond the Film's Facebook page. I was totally geeking out just over lights.
Nice. What else? Bruce, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted because as we record this, I'm watching the live red carpet coverage.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I've been very good and disciplined and focusing on recording the podcast. But it just so happened we have one time we can record this week, folks, and it's literally overlapping with the Rogue One red carpet. I'm so disappointed. In fact, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to pull it up on my phone while Bruce Gibson gives us what his Boba's bounty for this week.
Okay, so my Boba's bounty was last night. My boss treated me and a couple of my coworkers and our spouses out for dinner, kind of like end of year holiday dinner thing. And we decided we were going to do a white elephant. So I brought a gift, didn't tell anybody what it was. And of course, you know, it had to do something with Star Wars. So everybody knew it was from me. And I went to Hot Topic and it was a pack of 5 Star Wars panties. And each one was a different character. So there was Chewbacca.
This is what kind of a party?
This is my boss and coworkers.
Does white elephant mean the same thing to me that it does you?
This was at a really nice restaurant in Buckhead in Atlanta, Georgia.
Bruce, love you so much more. Keep going.
So
Bruce, it was the Carrie Fisher clip last week. This week, what is?
So this was really
Save Leia's.
They actually did get stolen, and a coworker of mine, a guy, he ended up with them, and he unpacked them in front of everybody, and we were so entertained by these, especially the C-3PO panties, because it has the you know wire mesh you see in C-3PO's waistline. That's in the panties, and so I don't know. It was a fun gag gift, and we all had fun, and they're cute. You know what I mean, they're just like cartoonish in a way, and they're. There's $24.50 at Hot Topic if anybody wants to buy the 5 pair all in a pack.
I don't know what's funnier, that you brought them or if you would have gotten them.
Well, I thought about stealing them myself, but nah. Because when I left Hot Topic, because if you buy it, you get 50% off something else. So I got like a soup bowl of BB-8 for myself.
Man, you know, this whole story just makes me think of one thing. We seem to be made to suffer. All right.
I could just see the Hot Topic commercial right now. The geeky husband gets home. He walks in. There's 2 droids on the bed, the 3PO and R2, and his wife slams the door.
Yeah.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Yeah. All right. We're going to stop. All right. This will be the second to last time that I feature, you know it, you love it, Star Wars Tonight on Boba's Bounty. However, I'm going to make it a little unique because I don't want it to just be like, hey, what? Listen to the show. If you don't listen to the show, listen to the show, because obviously that's a given. However, this week we had The Reckoning. The Reckoning. The chickens, the Australian chickens came home to roost. As featured on the Wednesday episode of this week's Star Wars Tonight was the one and only Steele Saunders. Australian Star Wars fan and comedian extraordinaire, loved the guy, had the privilege of getting to hang out with him a little bit at New York Comic Con, and he's just an all-around great guy. For Boba's Bounty, it's twofold. One is the selfish plug because we get, you know, on the show here and then especially on Star Wars Tonight, I've been doing this shameless, and dare I say, and he called me out on it, racist impression of Australians that I just need to lay off. And you know what? Australian Han Solo, you know? Australian Han Solo is still my favorite character to do, but I won't indulge. I won't indulge because I want to make this a serious moment to say, check out that episode. Steele's great. If you're not listening to Star Wars Tonight, listen to it. If there's one episode you listen to from this past week, definitely Steele's amazing, and then also Andrew Mayer. Everybody's amazing, but certainly it was quite an experience having Steele on. And I'm going to make it twofold, though, because for this week's Boba's Bounty, I want to also be a little bit more generous and not quite so self-indulgent in my plugging and say I just finished listening to this podcast, Steele Wars, that Steele Saunders hosts. It's his Star Wars podcast. And his most recent episode, I want to say, by the time you listen to it, it might be his second most recent. But it's episode 114, and it's a long-form, in-person, and I love in-person, interview with Anthony Breznican. Just an absolutely stellar, in-depth, fun, engaging, and at times feisty conversation. It was really cool to hear them talk about Star Wars and journalism and the way that Anthony covers it in Entertainment Weekly, and Steele had some really sharp points about, you know, some of the marketing things that he disagreed with that EW had done, and he was curious about, you know, the process there, and Anthony was coming right back at him kind of explaining the process for what Star Wars journalism is. Essentially, entertainment journalism, it's cheap these days. And I, believe me, doing a daily show about Rogue One, there is so much crap out there. It's so hard to find well-written original stories. And man, there are two guys right now doing it. Chris Taylor over at Mashable, and primarily Anthony Breznican at Entertainment Weekly. Just incredible. I almost bought a physical magazine, guys. I like that guy's work so much. I was at the drugstore checking out, and I picked up a copy of Entertainment Weekly this week because it has the big Rogue One cover and story and all the interviews, and then I turned it around and saw it was $13. And I was like, ooh, all right, I'm going to put that back. Sorry, Anthony, I love you. I'm a poor college. I can't afford that. Nah. That's more than
expense. I didn't think it would be that much.
It's more than a month's worth of Netflix. Jeez. All right. But seriously, Anthony Breznican's the man. Steele Saunders is the man. Check out episode 114 of Steele Wars. And of course, if you ain't listened to Star Wars Tonight, you gotta be. And you know what? As far as Star Wars Tonight goes, guys, it's a big deal. It's a big flipping deal. Let's talk about Rogue One. We're getting to get some business out of the way, guys, before we get to the spoiler segment. Rogue One, like I say, days away. Days away. In fact, if I go right now as we record to how many days until StarWars.com, we are 5 days. Red carpet is happening right now. I'm missing it as we record this podcast. And most importantly, you're asking, well, what can we expect in terms of coverage for the Star Wars report when it comes to Rogue One? Well, I'm glad you asked. He said, and that is, I'm very excited to announce that we're going to be merging the Star Wars Tonight and Star Wars Report coverage in the aftermath of Rogue One. We are working currently on a number of special guests who are going to give us reactions to the podcast. We're going to do a live in-person reaction podcast right after seeing the movie. Probably back over at Meehan's, honestly. Or we'll find a spot. We're going to bring our recorders, not into the theater, but we're to the theater, and record our instant reaction episode. That'll be going up Friday. And then we're probably going to do our big reaction kickoff episode live. Now, here's the thing. I'm still working on the schedule, but we're so late right now. You just got to stay tuned to my Twitter, at the Riley Guy and at Star Wars Report, because we're looking at Sunday night and Monday night. It depends on our schedules, but one of those nights we're going to be doing a big, mega live stream epic review, complete review of the Force... of Star Wars Rogue One.
With Rey.
With Rey. No, seriously, we're going to do it. It's going to be Sunday or Monday. There's a few puzzle pieces I have to put back together in terms of our scheduling. And that mega review, that's probably going to be like 2 or 3 hours long, honestly, if I had to guess. But then after that, we're going to do a bunch of topical reviews on specific characters, specific themes, specific elements of the film. Those are going to be daily episodes in the week after Rogue One. So stay subscribed here. Subscribe to Star Wars Tonight. Those episodes are going to go into both feeds for the Star Wars Tonight and Star Wars Report.
So does this mean like the host of both of those shows is going to be together on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to have myself hosting along with myself. Like the Star Wars Tonight Riley will also be with Star Wars Report Riley as we as we host together.
That's just a double whammy of Riley. So exciting.
In fact, that's my Little League nickname.
I'll be co-hosting while guest hosting.
I'm the double whammy of Star Wars podcasting. Yeah, super excited. Steel Saunders, I was talking to him. He's willing to come on with us. We're going to be working, hopefully, with Brian Brushwood, Justin Robert Young, some Diamond Club people, as well as, of course, you, Mark, you, Bruce. I guess it's a good time. I hope you guys are available Sunday or Monday, because I think I'm literally saying this for the first time to you, because I was talking to Bethany about it this morning as we planned it.
Both days are open, well, aside from scouting on Monday, but pretty much wide open.
Yeah, Monday's not great for me, but Sunday, yeah.
All right. Well, look, it's probably going to be Sunday, guys. Stay tuned. Again, at Star Wars Report on the Twitter, just to stay tuned, stay in touch. And then we're going to get to a spoilery section. Ooh, we have a little bit of... You guys think we're all in the Rogue One mode? Well, sure we are, but let's not forget one of those other Star Wars movies that we will talk about right after this.
You're listening to the Star Wars Report. Don't get cocky.
All right, let's hunt. Let's go on the spoiler hunt. Where do I have the spoiler sound effect here? Oh, I don't. Darn it. I need the spoiler sound effect, guys. If I don't have it, how will you know that there's a spoiler?
Mark has to do something to give us that spoiler.
Mark, give us your best spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
It cut off, but it kind of worked anyway. All right. Well, that's your official spoiler alert, guys. Just say farewell now. We'll do the parting stuff right after this. But in fact, you know what? I'm going to, as always, I'm a little trepidatious. You know me, Bruce. I'm a little worried. But it's the episode 8 title. So... we get back to the world of the trademark, folks. That's right. It's known as that thing that people pay attention to and then realize it usually comes to nothing, but sometimes it comes to something. And the AVS forum found a trademark filing that Lucasfilm submitted December 8th to the European Union Intellectual Property Office. Man, can you imagine the parties at the European Union Intellectual Property Office? Like, those guys have it going on. Like, I'm just saying.
Well, I can tell them where they can buy some things at Hot Topic.
In fact, let's just show up. All right, but here's the title. Here's the possible title. Possible title for Episode 8, which, as we know, we'll get to that in a second. But the possible title is Star Wars Forces of Destiny. 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 Wait,
say that again. It cut out.
The Forces of Destiny.
Like the Fortress of Solitude?
The Fortress of... What's your initial reaction, Bruce?
Falcons fly with Destiny?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Actually, my initial reaction was, wait, this title has the word force plural, though, in it, but so did The Force Awakens. So I don't think it would be repeated twice. So I'm just wondering if this really is the movie or something else.
Yeah, I think this is probably, I mean, it could be a mobile game. It could be that. I mean, all Star Wars titles sound corny. Attack of the Clones, anybody? So I think it's just the kind of thing that you get used to. I remember The Force Awakens was kind of weird for me at first.
Well, and the Force is, it's like, could that be a play on the light and the dark? Bum, I mean, we bum, always talk about it bum, as being one bum, force. Ba-da-bum.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't know. It could be, I think the working title is, and this is an exclusive, by the way. I was thinking about not saying this, but I think it's pertinent to the conversation and to the episode here. Please, you know, guys, please kind of keep this inside the podcast. Don't tweet out this, because I do have some inside sources. I hate it when people do this thing where it's like, you know, I have inside sources. I'm going to really, but actually, like, I'm pretty reliable sources that are saying that the working title for episode 8 is even better. Even better. Have you seen the trailer? I'm Australian on Solo. This one goes here. That one goes there. I did it. I couldn't resist it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, guys. Bruce is just shaking his head in disappointment. All right. Time to get serious. That concludes episode 252 of the Star Wars Report podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Riley Blanton, Mark Herleman, and Bruce Gibson. Hope you've had a small sliver of entertainment and you've enjoyed this podcast episode. If you have, there are two ways to support us directly, really. And one is to share it with your friends, especially as we're getting into Rogue One. Share this podcast with your friends, especially if they like Star Wars podcasts. And another great way to share it is go to iTunes, leave a review, StarWarsReport.com/iTunes. That's a great way to get the word out about the show, for sure. And then also, we really appreciate everyone who's directly supporting us financially, even at Patreon.com/StarWarsReport. That's PATREON.com/StarWarsReport to support this podcast and even the Star Wars Tonight Project. We really need it, and it really is, you know, the only way we can afford to do everything in terms of equipment, hosting, and all of the things that we do at the Star Wars Report. So big thank you. Patron highlight for this week, I do want to do a shout out to one of my favorite patrons who's always super positive and active in the chat and active in our Facebook group and active online and just a great person all around. It's Devin, a.k.a. Red 5 Mom. She's always the best. So I'm going to try to, I want to really, if you haven't, check out Red 5 Mom on Twitter. She's awesome. So big thanks to everyone who supports us directly. Definitely, reminder, email us your voicemails. What makes Star Wars so special and how has it impacted you? Send those voicemails to StarWarsReport@gmail.com, StarWarsReport@gmail.com. Also, a big thank you to our sponsors for this episode, Entertain Art. Get your Rogue One artwork when you go to StarWarsReport.com/art. Use discount code SWR20 for 20% off. And Geek Fuel. Make sure you go to GeekFuel.com/StarWarsReport to get that free bonus Star Wars item with your first box. All right, that puts the wraps on this podcast. Make sure you follow us at The Riley Guy for myself, at IllogicalRogue2 for Mark, and at Admiral_Rex for Bruce Gibson, and stay tuned there. Make sure you go to Facebook/StarWarsReport, Twitter/StarWarsReport, and of course, one final reminder, StarWarsReport.com/iTunes. That's gonna put the wraps on this podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Until next week, when we will have seen the next Star Wars movie. That's right, it's happening. It's happening, guys. Ah, so excited. Until next week.
Threshold,
baby. Yeah. It's gonna be even better. Even better. you for listening to Star Wars Tonight. Remember, the opinions expressed in this podcast are not the opinions of Darth Vader or Cassian Andor. Also, remember, there's one late-night talk show that doesn't understand how to get past dumb stereotypes of fans. And that's Jimmy Kimmel. I'm sorry, it's true. Stop it. Come on. Come on.